an alliance of mayors, associations and prominent citizens have launched an attempt to force Prague City Hall to hold a referendum on whether the Czech capital should host the 2020 Summer Olympic Games. Chris Johnstone looks at the hurdles they face in trying to push the controversial question to a vote.
The alliance, which counts a grouping of independent mayors, associations such as the environmental group Arnica and former mayor Jan Castle among its leading lights, launched its bid to call a referendum on the Olympics on Tuesday. Their basic argument is that such a mammoth event should not be staged without consulting at least some of the citizens who are likely to be paying for it years after the closing ceremony. Jan Castle explains.
We want to engage either all Czech Prague citizens to support Olympic Games or to be against. Yes or no, because the decision can't be decision of some politicians who would like to cut the ribbon, to open stadiums, to, let's say, be applauded.
Most of the referendum's backers have reservations about current Prague mayor Pavel Bem's enthusiasm for hosting the Games, pointing out the pollution and environmental problems, the cash being drained from the regions to the rich capital, and the half-billion crown bill that would probably have to be paid by all Czech citizens. Castle says he has mixed views, but he doubts whether Prague can benefit as a host in the same way as past Olympic cities such as Barcelona.
My stand is a bit ambiguous. I understand that the Olympic development can be something like the a development chance for certain area. I'm not sure if Prague is that case, if we need a huge event to develop quite small, tiny, medieval, historical city. But Prague probably much more would be needed of 365 small events every day, one, and not the one biggest in 100 years.
The immediate challenge of the referendum's organisers is now to muster the 60,000 signatures needed to force the City Council to hold a vote on the issue. The result would be binding if more than 35% of citizens take part and more than 50% vote one way or the other. During the next weeks, referendum organisers will post leaflets explaining their stance and calling for signatures through city letterboxes. Their target is for the vote to be called within a few months before fresh millions of crowns are spent on Olympic preparations.
Chris Johnstone with that report. A reminder that you're with Radio